The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Episode 402, Grocery Store vs. Warehouse Club Savings Showdown.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
My name is Jill.
And for the last 5 months, I have been conducting a research project. Ooh. Specifically for listeners of Frugal Friends. And I wanted to know, is a warehouse club worth it over a grocery store? In my own life, in my own circumstances.
Anecdotally, your experience, your own research.
Yes.
For 5 months now.
Yeah.
You've been doing this quietly. I didn't know it was happening.
Well, it was a spur of the moment thing in that I got a deal for a $15 Sam's Club membership.
Right. And you put me as your partner.
Yes.
Which is
and
fitting.
I wanted to, and that inspired me to say, I wonder. Mm-hmm. If this is a good deal.
Well, it also allowed it to be a write-off.
Correct.
So that you and I could go get hot dogs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Also, logistics. So this is the episode culminating in all of that research. And we asked you guys, what do you think about warehouse clubs? And most of you, 36% of you said, I couldn't live without mine. And then just under that, maybe about 30% of the answers were like, yes, I have a warehouse club membership, but I'm not sure if it's helping or hurting my wallet. So I am very interested for all of you who answered this poll question to hear this episode and to hear the results.
Uh-oh.
I'm about to share.
Send us an email.
Don't.
Send an email over a review. It's just what we'll say about that. But first, this episode is brought to you by bulking up. Whether you're preparing for your next wrestling match or heading to the tundra, it's important to bulk up. Put some meat and muscle around those bones and be ready to face your opponent. And if you also want to beef up your savings, put it into a high-yield savings account like the one at CIT. Offering 4.65% APY. FrugalFriendsPodcast.com/CIT. Bulk it up. Bulk up that money.
Beef it up. Bulk it up.
So if you are interested in saving on your groceries, we have a ton of episodes for you. A couple of the recent ones we've done, episode 391, Best Seasonal Grocery Sales, and episode 296, Grocery Saving Strategies That Will Cut Your Bill in Half with Gina Zachariah. A really, really good interview that we did at a online summit that we replayed on the show. But I think it's time. Mm-hmm. I think it's time to share the results. We're going to do this while looking at what the internet has to say.
Okay.
About if you go to Google and ask, am I going to save money by getting a Warehouse Club membership? Should I do it? These are the things you're going to find. And we chose the ones that we liked the best. Some of the rejected ones were was an article that said you could save over $1,000.
Whoa.
With a Warehouse Club membership.
And was it sponsored? That's the thing. It felt sponsored to me.
I don't think it was sponsored, but it was just wildly inaccurate.
To your experience.
To my experience. Uh-huh. I think it was definitely a higher cost of living area like New York or LA, but still the price discrepancies or the price differences are not what I experienced. And we're going to talk about Sam's Club, which was the one I went to, but also Costco, because that's the one most people go to and has the best reputation when it comes to warehouse clubs.
Yeah. And to not bury the lead, I think ultimately we will say, and what these articles are saying is, yes, warehouse clubs can save you money, but they can also cost you more. So I think it depends on how prudent and judicious we are in shopping them. So this first article comes from AARP and asks the question, is it cheaper to shop at a warehouse club? And kind of goes through some of the myths, the things to watch out for. And then we'll take you through an article of some do's and don'ts, which I think will be really helpful because it could be right for some people and it could be very wrong for others. So I think finding where you're at in it and really refining the way that you shop anywhere. We have to be mindful whenever we shop, but also just not assume this is going to be the best deal for us is what we're going to be saying.
Even if you're a large family, I want to put that out there because we are a family of four. So that's why I specifically wanted to do this research. But so this article says, it asks, will warehouse clubs save you money? And that's the myth. And the fact is not exactly. So they're saying prices on most products will be lower compared to the regular grocery store prices when you are comparing price per ounce. That's going to be on a lot of things. But the U.S. Department of Agriculture Economic Research Service analyzed purchases made at 40,000 households in 52 markets at warehouse clubs, superstores, and dollar stores from 2004 to 2006. On average, you'll save 12% on meat, 11% on dairy, and 6% on grain products. But that's an average, and it doesn't take into account a couple important factors that can actually make warehouse clubs cost you more money in the long run.
So we want to go through those factors. First is where you shop. Not just what store are you shopping at, but what location are you currently in can really dictate whether or not you're actually going to get a deal. So they give this example that in the Baltimore, Washington area, about 90% of products that they surveyed showed lower prices at the warehouse clubs than your typical grocery store. But in San Antonio, only 55% of products surveyed cost less than at a typical grocery store. And why? So they're citing that in areas such as San Antonio, with more shopping options, grocery stores offer relatively low prices in order to compete. But in sprawling urban areas, the competition isn't there to drive down grocery store prices. So the savings at warehouse stores are greater. So this is a massive factor. Mm-hmm. I don't think I totally put this into perspective previously, but I have noticed, again, anecdotally, in my own experience, that certain grocery stores, even locally, will have different prices. Like the Walmart near you has better prices on butter than near me, and different products, vice versa. Of course, that takes a really aware person who's going to a lot of different stores mm-hmm. to even know the different pricing. But I didn't even think about it on a larger scale, that in cities, it might make more sense, but in your more suburban areas, it may not. So yeah.
So that has been my experience in a lot of things I was surprised about. It was actually cheaper ounce per ounce to shop at the grocery store. And I was flabbergasted because I have there are four people in my families. I have no problem buying bulk so that I shop less often. But as I was comparing, and I use the Walmart app, so that's typically I'll do a Walmart grocery pickup every Sunday or Monday. And then what I've been doing is going to Sam's Club once a month. And whenever I'm in Sam's Club, before I get something, I'll compare it to the price per ounce at Walmart for the most comparable product. Because it's not realistic all the time to do identical products. Mm-hmm. Like a product at Walmart is not available at Sam's Club, so I wouldn't even be able to buy the things. So what I found was that on some of the things I was buying most frequently, it was more, especially the perishable items, better for me to shop at a grocery store. For us, there's a grocery, you cannot drive 3 minutes without passing a grocery store, though. Mm-hmm. There's every grocery store you can think of and more coming, like Aldi's coming in every year, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, like they are all, in addition to the ones that have already been here. So I think that is a huge factor in why a lot of the things that I wanted to buy didn't save me money at Sam's Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Really important to keep in mind. I don't know how you exactly would know that. I guess you could search your area for pricing.
Right. So what I would do is you can't always check the price on things like milk or eggs. Like I was trying to price compare to Costco, but I'm not a member there, so I couldn't see those. But you can compare things that are available for shipping. So I pulled up a price comparison on diapers that I'll go through a little later. And I could see the price per each because those were available for shipping on Costco. But I'll just go through the Walmart app and pretend like I'll just add things to my cart and then compare the prices, you know, pull them up while I'm in Sam's Club to compare the price per ounce. And you can even do that if you're concerned about the prices being different at different grocery stores in your area. Walmart, at least, I can put everything into my cart and look at it at the one closest to me. And then I can just quickly switch it to a different Walmart and then see if the price in my cart changed.
Yeah.
So that's a quick way to see what the difference is in total price. See if it's worth driving to another Walmart.
Yeah. Most likely, probably not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe dollars.
Yeah. So second, that this myth doesn't account for the $40 to $50 you have to pay just to walk into the door of a BJ's, Costco, or Sam's Club. And so you really do have to sit down and do the math. I think for these entry level, like $40-$50, I definitely made back my $15. Like I more than saved $15 right. So far, yes, for sure.
That sometimes you can get deals and discounts on the membership, so it's worth stating.
But when it jumps up to $50, then you do have to do some thinking, some math. These premium memberships, though. So I didn't know this. I went to shop. I dropped off my kids at daycare and school and then went to Sam's Club. They let me in the door. I finish at 9:20 and they will not let me check out. I cannot check out because anything before 10 a.m. is for Sam's Club, like premium members. I had no idea.
No.
So they made me upgrade in order to check out because they were going to, I talked to several people. And they're like, you either have to wait till 10 or upgrade. But
oh,
they're
that's
like,
gross.
There is a money back guarantee. So I paid, I think it was prorated for me. So I paid $35 so I could check out. And then, I think what it was, I probably would have stayed the 40 minutes, but no, this was on spring break and I had Kai and I wasn't going to wait 40 minutes with Kai.
With the kid, yeah.
So I paid the $35, went back the next week and got a refund because I looked.
You had to go back and
right,
ask
I had to
for
go
a
back.
Refund.
And I looked at all of the features and they were just not worth the extra money. It's double the price often to get these premium, like free shipping, free pickup, like all these quote unquote freebies were absolutely not worth it for me and my family.
Right.
So that's another thing. Like, I think maybe you could cut it with the minimum.
Uh-huh.
But I just don't see how you could do it with the premium.
Yeah, and you might be able to get the deal for the first time sign up, but if you choose to keep it, then eventually you're going to be paying $45, $50 to keep your membership, potentially more. And when you're only saving between 5 to 12% on your items, you really have to look at, am I going to go there often enough where the 5 to 12% that I'm saving on my total bill, it is that equating to the $50 mm-hmm. that I've spent on the membership? Yeah. And depending on how far away it is from you, I know for many people, you're driving a further distance to get to these warehouse clubs. And so just your time investment, your mileage, mm-hmm. how much it might end up costing you, those are all worth weighing out.
Yeah. I know some of the people in our poll on the friend letter said they split their membership fee with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes it a little more palatable. So again, that's if you enjoy the experience of shopping at a warehouse club and you want to keep it, that's a thing to think about, making the person you add to your account pay you half. Not
love
just freeload.
Here's looking at me, huh? Okay, so the third thing that we've got to keep an eye out for is that the clubs are luring you in with, let's say, a great price on chicken or pork chops,
mm-hmm.
but the entire store is designed in a way that's going to encourage you to spend. And they're massive. They are warehouses. So you're not just going in to grab yourself some pork chops and getting out of there, especially not out of there before 10 without spending more money. But once you're there, there is this, well, now I'm here. I've made it through the door. I showed my card. Now let me just browse. And there is no version of just browsing without getting something additional, even for the best of us who are not huge impulse buyers. It's designed for that. So is it really a great price on pork chops when you're spending impulsively on something that maybe you didn't even need? It wasn't on your list.
I saw this. I've been directly victimized by this. It is like when you get in there with your big cart, the carts are bigger, so you don't feel like you're putting as much in, right? So what you think is just like a few things is actually a lot if you had a normal size cart, but you can fill it up. And things are put around the store chaotically for a reason.
Yeah.
To get everything you need, you're going to go to so many different places. You have to pass by things they know you don't need in order to get to everything you need.
And the samples.
There's always a sample.
I do love samples, but I think that that is another ploy to, you're trying it, mm-hmm. you like it, you want to buy it. This is just occurring to me too. This is not listed in the article, but I'm realizing for myself, the prices are high because you're getting a lot, right? You're buying in bulk. So you're seeing a lot of things at 22, 26, 13, 18. And I am just now realizing for myself, when I see something below 10 at a warehouse club, that feels like a good deal. Oh, this box of taquitos for $9.87 mm-hmm. or this bag of berries for $11.25. Yeah, it feels like a decent price because you've now been in this store seeing all these kind of higher ticket items. But then to realize, if I were in a regular grocery store and I saw something listed for close to $10, $15,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of money. And maybe I'll eat it all. Maybe I'll get through all of it. But that's just a lot of money to drop all at once on one singular item that usually for me is not worth it.
Yeah, anchoring.
Yeah.
You see all these high prices, so the low prices feel like a really good deal.
Yeah.
Because you've just seen so many high prices.
When at the regular grocery store, things that are $4 and $5 are like, nah, that's mm-hmm. a little bit too high for me. But then at Sam's Club, it's okay, well, $9, $10 is the good price because mm-hmm. $20 is the high price. So
Bean Dad, the dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So that is the first article. The second article is bulking up. Pro tips for buying in bulk. So we know that some of you who love your Costco membership are not going to be deterred by our experience in not really saving that much at a warehouse store if you look at the price per ounce. So we want you to be a successful bulk shopper, though. If you're going to keep your membership because you like it, then here are the do's and don'ts for buying in bulk. First, do buy things that won't go bad. So that's actually been my strategy going in. I only go in once a month. So everything I buy has to either be freezable or shelf stable. And so the only perishable things I will actually buy are maybe things like fruit that I know like my kids go through, like bandits, bananas, mandarins, apples, crazy. So I'll do those, but everything else really is frozen or shelf stable. So do not, if your kids or you or your partner are not going through these perishable things like crazy, don't be tempted by them. Don't even walk by them because, I mean, these stores are convincing you, like, as you walk through, like, I wasn't going to get this perishable thing, but look at the sale. Look at how you like.
And I'm not going to be here until exclusive. Another month from now. So yeah. I better get it now.
It's a better deal than the grocery store. No, because it gonna go bad.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to eat it all.
Yeah. Don't clutter your home.
Say it again.
The last thing you want is for your home to look like a warehouse. And so a lot of people that were saying they didn't buy in bulk were because we don't have room to buy in bulk. We don't have room to store this stuff. For me, I have maxed out my freezer because of Sam's Club. Like, I probably can't buy any more frozen stuff because of Sam's Club. So, and I'm not going to get a deep freezer. Like, there's no reason I need a deep freezer. Mm-hmm. I don't hunt. Nobody around me hunts where I need to like have room for an entire steer. You know, like that's not, I don't need a deep freezer. I just need to use what's in my freezer. And so, yeah. And now I have space in a pantry for things, but I also don't want to clutter it. So just buy what you think you'll use in the next month. Or if stuff like toilet paper, trash bags, like things you know you will use, you know, quickly. Yeah. But you don't have to have multiple boxes of it.
Mm-hmm. Next, do make a plan. You've heard this one from us before. Mm-hmm. It's not just a warehouse shopping tip. It's an always tip. But especially when it comes to food. So if you're utilizing a warehouse club for your kind of once a month shopping and you're stocking up, make a plan. Consider what those meals are going to be before you make any purchases. Know whether or not you're going to be going on vacation. Will you actually use all the stuff up? And look for ingredients, stuff you can buy that you can use in multiple different types of meals. So I remember when you and I went at one point to Sam's Club, Jen, you had price compared diced tomatoes. It's something that you use a lot. And so knowing that this goes into a lot of the different soups and stews and whatnot that you make, it was advantageous for you to stock up on their bigger cans of diced tomatoes. But that was because you had a plan.
Yes.
Don't bulk shop every week. So while we don't want you to be spending more just because you only go once a month, also don't go every week. No one needs, well, I guess unless you've got like 12 children. But most people do not need to be buying in bulk weekly. We're most likely not going through all of these items. So trying to limit bulk shopping to once, maybe twice a month, depending on your situation, could be a great tip to decrease some of the impulse buys and help you make the most of your warehouse club shopping. So this is shopping for fruits and vegetables that you need weekly at a smaller store or farmer's market is going to do you better than getting all of these things in bulk that aren't going to last for that long. You're probably not going to make it through all of that fresh produce.
Yeah. If you have a habit of impulse shopping when you go to the warehouse club, the best thing you can do for yourself is go to the warehouse club less. And I know we have this thing because we paid for the membership. We want to go more often and get our money's worth, but the opposite is true. The more you go, the more opportunity you have to spend on things you don't need. So go make a plan and go once a month. Do not go more. Another thing they'll do is the gas at Sam's Club. I have been using that. I've been getting gas there. And one of the things is like, oh, I'm already here getting gas. I'll hop in and just pick up this one thing. Don't do that either. The way to break bad habits is to make the queue invisible. Mm. So just don't step in. Don't do it. You are getting your money's worth better by only going once a month. Believe that. Believe it. The next do and don't. Do keep track of what you have. So if you are shopping a warehouse club, then you now should be the proud owner of a very organized and easily viewable storage system, pantry inventory list, stuff like that. Not everybody needs it because if you don't have a pantry and you can just see everything you have right in front of you, you don't need an organized, some kind of pantry organization method or list. But if you are, this is the time to start at least the list. Start the list so that you know what you need. I planned before every Sam's Club trip. And this is part fun. It's fun for me because I get a dopamine hit just planning for a shopping trip, right? The dopamine hit does not just come when you buy something. It comes with the anticipation of buying. And so that's one of the great things about budgeting and planning is that you get that extra dopamine hit because you planned, right? It's better than impulse buying. So, but I'll plan like in bed at night and I'll be comparing the prices Walmart to Sam's Club in bed. So I don't have to be comparing while I'm there and spending more time there. Because I already know like what's cheaper. So keep track of what you have so that you can more easily plan ahead of time, because don't assume buying in bulk is cheaper. And I think that's the main message of this episode. Not all bulk items actually save you money. Sometimes stores market products as bulk, but the price per unit or ounce is not any cheaper than buying standard quality. Sometimes there will not be a Member's Mark or a Kirkland brand. They will only have a name brand of the thing where you could have gotten like a great value at Walmart. So sometimes it may be like more expensive to shop per ounce at the warehouse store. So it's a good idea to keep track of sales because they will do sales. We, in writing our book, we are doing some research on the stores that have sales. And because we've all seen it, that these stores will have quote unquote sales, but it's always on sale. Amazon's the worst at this because they're individual retailers, but like it's just always quote unquote on sale, but that's actually just the regular price. So, a Consumer Checkbook, I think, did a study at a bunch of major retailers over 33 weeks for key products and found that only two, and they were testing Walmart, Target, Amazon, all the big boys, only two stores did not have deceptive sales marketing.
Did they say who they were?
Yes. Apple was one of them because they ran no sales.
Yeah, because they never have a sale.
They ran no sales. So
and they don't ever give you the idea that they're running a sale.
The only other store that did not run deceptive sales, like their sales were legitimately sales, was Costco.
Whoa.
Yeah. So all you Costco lovers, you can rest assured that the sales there are actually sales. But research the sales. You can find the sales online. Their sales cycle is cyclical. So you'll be able to know when the thing you want is on sale there.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Last do and don't. Do, buy only what you need and use. This one seems obvious, but it is worth mentioning because sometimes we can get caught up in buying something that we just think sounds cool or we'd like. And we think it's on sale or it's a deal, let me get it. And then you just end up with something enticed by a good price, but a large amount of something that you don't actually.
I feel like that.
With food, like you try it out and then it's like, I don't like that brand of Clif Bar, but now you've got 152 of those Clif Bars and what you gonna do?
Yep. And it's shelf stable, so it'll never go bad, but it'll never go away.
What did you buy? What's your thing?
I bought protein drinks, like ready-made protein drinks, but they were special edition chocolate mint. And I know I like the chocolate. So I don't know why I bought chocolate mint. I do love mint chocolate chip ice cream is my favorite ice cream. So I bought these thinking it would taste like that and it didn't. It wasn't bad, but I just got tired of them very quickly. Yeah. Like I didn't want to drink 26 of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Travis ended up drinking them. He does not like chocolate mint flavored things, but he drank them after working out. And I kept offering him, I was like, here's my just regular chocolate protein powder. Like, you can have this, but he was lazy and he didn't want to make a protein drink. These were just ready made, and this, that's why he drank them.
That's how they all got gone. Yeah. That's good.
But I also bought a big thing of RX bars, knowing that RX bars are my, like, my last resort meal. I don't like them a lot, mm-hmm. but they are like, it's so, protein bars are so hard. And so I know I'll have those forever. But yeah. that was a strategic move.
And don't go bulk all at once. If you're catching the vibes over here and you're like, oh, that was a good deal.
Unless
oh.
you're doing research for a podcast yeah.
Don't go thinking that you got to do everything in bulk, especially because your home most likely cannot handle everything to be bulk. Like mm-hmm. Jen said, you don't want it to look like a warehouse at your home. So start slowly. Only purchase the bulk items that you know you're going to use and that are actually a deal above and beyond what you could get at a regular grocery store, what makes sense for your family, your spending plan. Just be really mindful. Don't assume, I mm-hmm. guess, is the main thing.
If you're starting to put bulk items in your guest room, your office, a spare closet, if it is overflowing outside of the kitchen area or where you normally store those items, it's time to stop.
It's time to stop.
Take a break.
You know what it's time for now? It's a version of a break, but it's not us stopping. It's us continuing to go. The bill of the week.
Right. It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
Hi, Jen and Jill. This is Lori from Central Florida. My bill of the week is my two American Express credit card bills. 1 year ago, my balance was $25,012. They were both at 0% for 12 months. I'm happy to say I just made the last payment on both without accruing interest at all. It does pay to have frugal friends and a new outlook on my money and spending, or lack thereof. Thanks for all you do.
Lori! $25,000 in credit card debt paid off. Congratulations.
Without accruing interest, that's fantastic.
You
well done.
Beat the credit cards at their own game.
I love that.
Everyone's
sticking
like,
it to the man.
Don't transfer them to a 0% interest. You won't pay them off. Girl, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You beat them at their own game.
And that's why I love saying that we can make our own decisions as long as they're informed decisions. I feel like this conversation about warehouse clubs is really similar to conversations about credit cards. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very gray. Yes, it can be really good for you, or it might not be the best decision for you. Just eyes wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you did. And you used it to your favor. And now you got that debt gone. And
yes.
Well done.
Girl. And in Central Florida. Shout out.
Yes.
I went to University of Central Florida.
Heyo. If you all listening have a bill you want to share with us, if it's about paying off credit cards, not accruing interest, if it's about a bill you don't mind paying, a bill you didn't have to pay, your name is Bill. You know the drill. frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. We're ready for it.
Bean Dad, the dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
a new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for the lightning round.
All right, girl. This is where I'm going to go. I'm going to dive in.
You're going to dive in.
I'll ask the question then.
Because you've got it going on. All right, Jen, all your research the last 5 months. Which items do you prefer buying at a warehouse store compared to a grocery store and vice versa?
All right. So, and granted, I'm going to say again, I live in an area where there is a lot of competition among grocery stores. This may not be the case, and you should do your own research. Don't assume that warehouse clubs are the best way to go because they were the best way to go for someone else. And don't assume just because the warehouse club works for you, it should work for everyone.
Do your own experiment. Yeah.
Do your own experience. So in my experience, the things that I have not and will not buy at the Sam's Club, strawberries. I can get 2 pounds of strawberries at Walmart for a dollar less than I buy 2 pounds at Sam's Club. They are the same strawberries.
Yeah.
In season or out of season, it's always cheaper at the grocery store. Diapers. I buy the Great Value or the Parents' Choice at Walmart. I did. So this is actually something I was able to compare across Costco, Walmart, and Sam's Club. Granted, I'm looking at the store brand for all these. The quality of the store brand may differ across brands, right? But I am fine with the Parents' Choice from Walmart. Both my sons have used that. Works for us, may not work for you. But it is the least expensive diaper. So we're looking at our size 126, which is not even the biggest. The biggest is 210, but they don't carry that in the store. It's only 126. It's like less than $17.50. It's $17.48 for 126 diapers. That's under 14 cents a diaper. At my Sam's Club, it is for the size 3, it's $40 for 234. So that's 17 cents a diaper. So I'm saving 14, 15, 16, 17, 3 cents a diaper by buying at Walmart. And over a lifetime, that's a significant pricing. Mm-hmm. So I don't buy diapers at Sam's Club. I'm looking at Kirkland, And while I didn't get to compare any other prices at Costco, I was able to compare this one. Their diapers, so 222 diapers in size 3, which is the size we are in, which is less than the 234 at Sam's Club, is $45. So $5 more expensive for the Kirkland brand for fewer diapers. And it doesn't, is price per diaper is 20 cents per diaper. So I'm not, and I've heard Costco referred to as the Trader Joe's of warehouse clubs. So Sam's Club's obviously the Walmart of warehouse clubs. And then Kirkland, Costco is like the Trader Joe's. So a little bit of a price premium there. But yeah, that's what we're looking at for diapers. So diapers, I still buy at Walmart. Same with eggs. Like the egg verbiage is super confusing. They have cage-free. They have organic cage-free. They have pasture-raised. I just buy them from Walmart because I know the ones I like, they have. And they're cheaper than the ones at Sam's Club, which may be higher quality, but I don't need them to be higher quality, right? I don't need the best of the best. I get my brown cage-free. They're not organic, but I'm okay with that. I get my snacks for my baby at the grocery store because Member's Mark doesn't have baby snacks. It's all the name brand Gerber stuff. And Walmart does. Walmart has really good parent's choice selections for snacks. Frozen broccoli is cheaper at Walmart than it is buying in bulk at Sam's Club.
It's so weird. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you've got to do some of these deep dives to know what is your best pricing.
Yeah. And then milk. Like, I was able to compare. I get organic vitamin D milk. And at Sam's Club, for 3 half-gallons, it's like 11-something. At Walmart, it is $10.94.
Wow.
Yeah. If I bought a full gallon and a half gallon. Yeah.
All right. So what will you buy at Sam's Club?
So the things I have been buying at Sam's Club, let me scroll down, baby wipes. So those are less expensive because they don't have the big cases at the Walmart that I order from. So I'll buy the wipes. I buy Huggies pull-ups because we use the name brand Huggies pull-ups for Kai.
Okay.
So they do sell those at Sam's Club. It is cheaper because it's the brand name. We're going to buy the brand name. So I do get those at Sam's Club. And I save a pretty good amount, like enough to where I think Huggies alone has justified the membership cost. Because Huggies ain't cheap. Meat. I do buy all of my meat from Sam's Club now. I like to get the organic free-range meats. And the crazy thing is that the 90-10 beef is cheaper than like the 85-15 beef, even against Sam's Club. Like, whoa. I don't know why, but it's definitely cheaper than Walmart. So the meat also has made up for the cost. If you're a vegetarian or vegan, I don't know if it's right. Like, yeah, you get your bulk Beyond burgers, but like, I don't think they're that good. Those are not good.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think you would get a lot of value from a warehouse club. Bananas I will get because my kids go, again, fruit, apples, bananas, mandarins. And then some of the specialty stuff you can only get at Sam's Club. So they have a Mediterranean kale salad that I am obsessed with. I get it every time. I'll get 2 pounds of it. I'll add shredded chicken to it and I will eat that for lunch for a week. I love that salad. They have a better nut bar. I love that nut bar. No other bar compares. I'll buy Fit Crunch bars. So those are the protein bars that I'm loving now. And I'll get those in bulk because it's my two favorite flavors are in the bulk one. It's not like just the one I like and the one I deal with.
Right.
It's the two best flavors in this one box. And then chicken cordon bleu in bulk.
Huh.
It's something my kids like.
Yeah.
And I like. They always, I can't go wrong with it. So once you find something your four-year-old likes, you just, you buy
it. There it is.
Keep buying it. Keep going in bulk.
It's all we're eating now.
So that is my analysis. There are more things that I've tried, but these are just the things that are most notable to me.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's really helpful, but I think it does show that it's not a definitely no or a definitely yes yet again. And everyone's going to have their own version of this probably. Like, well, especially if location has to do with it. My Sam's Club or my Costco has better deals on this. I think the point is really doing some research and knowing that you are getting the better deal and that that better deal is worth it to maybe make an extra trip or go out of your way. Because sometimes for me, it's worth it to just one-stop shop at a singular place, even if it means I'm spending 50 cents or a dollar more here and there, because I'm not wasting time. I'm not wasting gas. I'm just not wasting.
Yeah.
It's more efficient for me that way.
And something I was thinking about when I was in, like, in the deli section of Sam's Club is something that may not, a feature that may be underutilized with these memberships is that they have fantastic, like, ready to cook or ready to eat family meals. So not just like one or two servings, but multiple servings, which could be great if you're on vacation or you're traveling. Or it's a late, you know, there's going to be a late night where you're not going to want to cook. This could be a really great option to avoid takeout and restaurants.
Yes, that was going to be my answer. So I rarely go to a warehouse club. It can be fun for me to kind of see, you know, what's happened on the other side of the world. I get everything from the grocery store, but I do like warehouse clubs for what you're describing. Like recently, my in-laws were in town and I was just recovering from not feeling well. And I wanted to provide dinner for everybody the night that they arrived, but I knew I wasn't going to feel well enough to cook. And they had amazing, actually more so in the frozen section, butter chicken. And they've got big packets of naan bread and it was just a big meal for all of us. Whereas at the grocery store, frozen food, frozen prepared foods usually only feed one to two people. So they've got a really nice selection there. I also really like warehouse clubs whenever we host a party, which we have been doing a lot in the past couple of years. If we've got 20, 30 people coming over, then it's a great spot to get your big salsas, queso, big bags of chips, things of bread, like all feeding a large quantity, not just a big family, but a lot of people all at once, you can get the really good deals. But when else are you going to need 50 patties of burgers? Never.
Only then. You should not eat 50 burger patties.
Yeah.
Your cholesterol will overcompensate. The savings on your warehouse club will be overshadowed by the money you will have to spend recovering from eating 50 burger patties.
And I know that we were primarily talking here about grocery items, so food items, but I do think that there's something to be said for warehouse clubs and their non-food items, like especially Costco. They vet all of their brands pretty well. They stand behind them. You can return things. I think up until a year, possibly even beyond, they've got a really great return policy that I know people love. So I've gotten really great towels and bedding and storage bins from them. And recently, even at Sam's Club, they will have really good deals on gift cards. Like they'll sell discount gift cards. So we were, one of the things I'm sure you've heard us talk about in the past, Eric and I really aren't doing a ton of travel this year or spending a lot of money all at once on renovations or big trips.
We have not gotten paid in full for the book yet. Please buy the book when it's available for pre-order. We need money.
But we still wanted to do something fun. And we went on a double date recently with friends. And we've been really wanting to try Topgolf. It's expensive typically.
Oh, I've never done
but it. But on Tuesday nights, they have half off. And we got a $100 gift card for $80 to Topgolf at Sam's Club. So $40 per couple, we were able to go and enjoy a few hours at Topgolf, which felt like, yeah, it's more than what a typical Tuesday night costs me, but it's something local, fun to try, fun to do, and at a 20% discount, that was pretty dope.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have horrible hand-eye coordination, so there is no way anybody should put a golf stick in my hand. It's just unsafe.
Yeah, but just not all their gift cards. Like, some gift cards are only like 2 cents less, but sometimes you can find really good deals on gift cards. So if you already know, this is the place I go, or, oh, I have been wanting to try out that restaurant, it can be a nice specialty mm-hmm. thing to enjoy,
I think,
and get a
Disney
discount.
World gift cards?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like if you're planning a trip to Disney, to get a gift card there first, you could save a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for listening. If you are a diehard Warehouse Club fan, we hope he gave you a little bulk food for thought. And if you were unsure if it was saving you money, then maybe some strategies you can use to compare prices and see if it's worth renewing your membership, or maybe ways to take better advantage of the full membership. And if you love saving money, then you're definitely going to be wanting to get the friend letter as well, frugalfriendspodcast.com. And we love hearing your sweet feedback, your very nice emails that you reply, like this one from Tangy. Love, love, love this. Thank you for the excellent question. The answers, the struggle is real. Thank you for the awesome newsletters. We'll share. Thank you, Tangy.
Wow. I wonder what email that was back to. But we do send out some questions within the friend letter, like prompts to be thinking about, especially over the weekend, for you to be able to really understand your perspective on money, your own money story. Mm-hmm. So we kind of provide some journal prompts sometimes. It's probably something like that. Thanks, Tangy.
So thank you for listening. Again, frugalfriendspodcast.com. If you want to get the friend letter, freebies, savings hacks, things to think about to make sure you're optimizing where your money goes.
See you next time.
Frugal Friends is produced by Eric Sirianni.
I mean, but hot dogs.
Yeah, that is definitely a draw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm pretty sure you can go into the food court without a membership. I'm pretty sure Eric and I, whether or not we just didn't get caught or we were allowed, I don't quite remember. But I really thought that you could like go in the exit to the food court and take advantage of the food.
Here's an unethical thing you shouldn't do.
Uh-oh. Are we going to get canceled?
We're not going to get canceled. But when I was trying to check out and I couldn't, I had to pay $35 to check out. I was like, why did they let me in? Why was I allowed in? Right? Yeah. And they're like, they don't check to see what kind of membership you have, just that you have a membership. And I was like, so I could have just screenshotted that picture from the app and just showed it. Nobody checks. They just look to see that there's a barcode and a name.
But I don't think you can check out. I don't think you can buy anything without
a
membership.
You would not be able to check out.
Uh-huh. But you could buy food without a membership.
Right.
They don't check that at
correct.
The food.
You could walk in and
like the cafe or whatever they call it. It's not quite a cafe.
So if they give you trouble letting you in, then that is an option.
Just do a quick screenshot.
Yeah.
Something unethical you shouldn't do.
You shouldn't do that, but you should be able to buy a hot dog.
Your $1.50 hot dog.
Then know that. And don't shop before 10 a.m. at Sam's Club.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.